Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Tom wears two pair of undies plus bottle service and being sedated. It's all coming up in just a minute.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Five. And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode... Getting hit in the nuts. First, here's the sound of a bunch of guys watching an internet video at work. This one features a horrific, painful, and even life-threatening accident.
Okay, guys, watch this.
Oh! God, oh, that's it!
Wow, that was great. Now, here's the sound of the same guys listening to the same sounds of the same guy get hit in the same nuts, but on the radio.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, there you have it, America. Proof positive that when it comes to seeing some poor guy get whacked in the sack, nothing beats the internet.
Hey, especially at work.
Have you guys seen this one?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, Josh is making... He has an Elvira mouse pad, and he's acting like he's having sex with her. Can you tell him to stop, please?
And to grow up.
It has boobs on the mouse pad. All right. Could we?
He's putting the bat in the upper deck. What is that? Another reason to have the VIP.
That's good for your wrists.
A little
right?
DJ.
A VIP camera.
She in your spank bank?
Are you? She is
Where
my spank
have you
bank.
Been?
Okay. No, I know you're a fan. I just
would you, if she would, Josh, I've decided I'm going to get married. And it's you. What would you say?
I think she bats for the other team now.
Well, she's decided.
Well, not now. She has for a while. She's only recently.
Well, we all know that's a choice.
Come
so.
Out. Chick McGee.
Angers America.
Hang on. I anger America.
Thank you. Could we get back to the Dude Wipes sports desk?
Yes, Dude Wipes. You're still using TP. Dump that roll because wet cleans better than dry. Think about it. It's just good science. Try Dude Wipes for the best clean pants down.
I would like to give them a testimonial over the weekend. I don't want to get into too much detail, but I had a...
There's nothing better when you've got...
I had a rough time.
All hands on deck.
I actually wore two pairs of underpants to bed.
You know, I sort of believe you.
I did.
I don't know if I'm laughing.
He did it.
Because you wore two pair or you referred to them as underpants.
Did Kelly sleep in the guest room?
Hey, shut up. I don't know what I ate on Friday night, but
you know, lettuce,
I know what I ate. I had a salad.
And lettuce can kick your ass.
It can, man.
It really can.
I had explosive diarrhea all weekend.
I'm sure it was the lettuce.
Worst part was I was planning on going to a concert, but I wasn't. You don't want to be, you know, taking it to the streets. running up to the...
And you wore two pairs of underwear, so you wouldn't take it to the sheets.
The man's there on fire go. Today.
There you go.
I did, really.
I believe you.
It was just the worst.
Yeah, that is bad.
Anyways, thank you, Dude Wipes. Do you do this when you have that situation arising in which the...
Talk to me, Tom.
In which the exit port is rather chapped, and et cetera. Do you make a little sound effect just for fun? Do you go...
Sometimes it feels like it will make that noise, doesn't it?
As if you're putting a hot frying pan under the water.
Have you ever tried chapstick?
No. They're professional creams.
Yeah, the butt paste is great.
No, but chapstick will work too. Yeah, but
is that true?
Aquifer.
Yeah, but then you're gonna. What do you? You're not supposed to insert it. Then you're gonna get it on the sides. It's disgusting.
Make sure you mark that chapstick.
Yeah. You don't put chapstick cherry on that, so then you can put a Hot Wheels car up there.
And then
Bet said dark cherry.
Yes.
What is the? What did
that makes that Katy Perry song a little creepy?
What is it, the Night of a Thousand Waterfalls?
Yes.
Who says that? I'm sorry. I'm blue.
Ross Bennett.
Ross Bennett's famous piece about that.
The bidet helps with that because it rinses without that harsh abrasion.
The bidet kind of fights back as you Jackson Pollock the commode.
Regular toilet paper doesn't stand a chance to that situation. You got to get Dude Wipes.
Yes. Yeah.
But do you do the sound effect like I do?
No.
No,
because...
Add a little levity to the situation.
No. Yeah, why not?
Oh, because you're grown-ups. Oh, when did you start being a grown-up?
Good point.
I'm getting married and I got married to get the bus.
I got married and I became a grown-up at
Christy's the only grown-up. Wait a minute. She's the only grown-up in the room. What am I saying?
Well, I certainly sort of don't. True.
Christy asked if your girlfriend, what the hell's her name?
Kelly.
Lindsay. Kelly. I can't write good.
Cassie.
Kelly. Was sleeping in a different room. Do you guys, if your partner is sick, will you sleep in separate rooms or you stay in the same bed?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
How about you?
I've had both.
Okay.
Yeah. Some who insist on still sleeping in the same bed, and others who go, I don't want to get sick.
If you're sick, the main job is to keep it to yourself.
Bothered me with your nuts.
Shut up about it. Yeah.
I'd prefer to have the bed to myself just because I would worry about getting the other person sick.
Yeah.
And then I got wounded.
I wouldn't worry about it.
Go ahead.
You do have a scrape there on your forearm.
Puppy. Notice the two teeth holes.
That is funny. Yeah.
What do you do? Just you hang your arm in front of him?
I don't understand.
Dare him to bite you?
No, I'm carrying the little fellow around and he's frisky.
We'll keep that up. And when he's an 80-pound adult, that'll really be cute.
No, they'll stop. Those teeth are sharp.
They'll
little
stop.
Puppy. What else you got?
I've got this, Tom. Hi, Bob and Tom people. This is from Kurt.
Hi, Kurt.
He sends a picture. He says this, a golden retriever. Looks like an English cream. I'm not sure. You can't tell. It's a black and white photo.
Looks like a sweet dog.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Duncan.
Hi, Duncan.
D-U-N-K-I-N. I'm a lifelong listener of the Bob and Tom Show.
Aww.
I won't be able to catch the show today because my Hooman, H-O-O-M-A-N, my Hooman says I'm going for the big snip.
Ooh.
How about that? It's for your own good there, Dunk.
My Hooman says, no more Dunkin' Dog Nuts.
Very silly.
He says, anyway, wish me a happy birthday and good luck. Happy birthday. Good luck, Dunkin'.
Oh, what a beautiful dog.
On his birthday, yeah.
From Hortonville, Wisconsin. Yeah, right?
Oh,
well, that's very
sweet. What a sweet looking dog.
Yes.
Very good.
You'll recover in no time, Pally.
You'll be fine.
Yeah. You'll be out
there. You'll be a good boy.
You'll be humping those stuffed animals before
you
know it.
You'll get a lot more done. I know I've always said if I cut mine off when I was 17, I'd be a billionaire.
Don't worry.
Three houses.
Once you get it done, once you get it done, though, you've got so much time for other things.
Oh, man.
Man, it's unbelievable. Nobody gets bottle service to save money. You know what bottle service is, Tom? Christy, explain to him what bottle service is.
So if you go to a nightclub, instead of ordering your drinks one by one, you get bottle service, which means that you have usually a very nice table, and they bring you a bottle of said vodka.
Right. Sometimes it's mandatory.
Right.
$1,000 a bottle.
Usually very expensive. Yes, Pat is correct.
Well, it's quite a market. Ahead of the 2024 National Football League season, the Las Vegas Raiders are taking bottle service prices, Ace, to a whole new level at Allegiant Stadium. It says here in the story, their bottle service prices are nuts. It's called the Wynn Field Club, located inside the stadium, one of the most luxurious places to watch an NFL game inside of a stadium across the league. Nearly 11,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. They have 42 TVs, four bars, private bathrooms, and a five-star restaurant from Wynn Casino and Resort.
Named after Ed Wynn, of course.
Thank you for coming.
Enjoy your time.
Would you like bottle service? What would you play? Hey, here's the prices, Tom. I mean pay. What do you pay for a taco platter at the Winfield Club? Just a taco platter. I don't know what this entails, but it's a platter full of tacos.
$15.
$120
what?
Is the price. Louis Roederer Cristal, bottle.
It's Louis Roederer.
$57.50.
Red
$5,750?
No, $57. No, yeah, $5,750.
Oh, what?
Yeah. How about a bottle of Dom? Brut, B-R-U-T.
Right?
$7,500.
Oh, jeez.
How about Remy Martin?
This is while the game's going on?
Yeah.
Why don't you just stay home and
you're watching it on TV and paying $6,000?
No, you can see it from where you're sitting. You can see the field.
Well, that club is on field level.
Oh, wow.
Is that what it's
by
said?
The end zone.
Is it down by the end zone?
Yeah.
So you're not seeing much.
Yeah,
it does say field club.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I mean, this is for people on expense reports that go to Vegas and they're...
Remy Martin, $9,000.
That's ridiculous.
Dom Perignon Rosé.
Oh, that's a good one.
$19,000.
Yeah, that's insane.
And now, keep in mind, you can go online and get a bottle of Dom for $300.
You get a pretty nice car.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not done. Ace of Spades Brut.
Yes.
$22,000. A bottle.
Is that a drink or a...
bottle. A bottle.
You wanted to know if it was a cologne.
It's not a cologne.
Brut. I like Brut. Remember the Joe Namath commercials for Brut?
Yeah, that's from the 60s, too.
Wait a minute. Hang on a second. You just cited Ed Wynn.
You did.
I didn't. He did.
Yeah, I did.
What's wrong with that?
Is that 40s or 50s?
Ace of Spades Rosé. $30,000.
This is totally ridiculous.
This is for show-offs, and yeah.
I mean...
Right now, you can get...
This is for like when Kevin Hart is there with his friends.
Ace of Spades Rosé, $30,000. Online, you can get a bottle for $400. I don't know why they're... Well, it's like you said, Tom, it's like for people to be seen and be seen. And
yeah, they're going to pay it happily, and this will sell out every game.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, if you're going to go to the game, don't you want to watch the game?
Field Club. Well, this is
42 TVs.
This isn't for...
Well, you got a great TV at your house.
But this isn't for NFL fans. It's like the Super Bowl. Yeah. It's not for NFL fans.
The Roederer Cristal sells for $300 a bottle.
There you go.
The Brut, the Rosé, the Dom Perignon, $520. Mm-hmm. I can get that to your house for $520.
What is it? The Brut?
Again, but this is about the experience. You're paying for the pleasure of being there.
If you're a whale in Vegas and you're staying at the
Wynn, they're put you. And you're trying to impress... Three ladies,
all hookers.
Who was
right?
No. If you hookers, way cheaper than all of this.
Oh yeah,
this is what you're trying to land the.
Oh hell yeah,
the three bachelorette party women who are married. You're trying to turn them. So you're really throwing around the cash.
Oh, here's the, I've never heard of that Ace of Spades.
Well,
game.
You know what I say? If I get the Cristal, it's backdoor time.
Oh, whoa.
I get the Cristal.
Oh, Heather, you're always.
Gosh.
Oh, you oh. bitch.
Here we go. Taco Tower platter, like we said, 120. Slider platter, little tiny hamburgers.
Wait a second.
$90.
That main, but for what is, does that serve?
I bet there's eight.
It serves as many as,
That's reasonable compared to $20,000 for a bottle of booze.
I bet it's unreasonable if we saw the amount.
Buffalo Ranch popcorn, $4 for a single box, $42 for the table.
That's not too, I mean, relatively speaking, $4 for a thing of popcorn isn't that bad. What is it at the movie theater?
Warm Bavarian pretzel sticks. Would you like some pretzel sticks?
Always.
Sure,
always.
$19.
God.
I pay.
Okay, we get the idea.
Spicy tuna crispy rice.
You don't
rice.
Have to read the whole recipe.
$32.
All right.
Carne asada nachos, Tom? $34.
Okay.
We got to send it.
Next.
Yeah. Next. I didn't come up with a story. Next.
Oh, it's, man. We get the point, I think.
If I were ever invited, I'd be the guy who walks in with a bag lunch.
Eat your peanut butter and jelly.
Be like, it would look like I was on a field trip.
So you didn't say, would you do this or would you not do this?
I would never do that.
Never.
No.
That money, you could spend $19,000 and go to a Raiders game and still really live it up. Great seats, good
food.
What
it would cost for a
With 20 of us. Easily.
Yeah, and we're not even talking about how much the seats are. To get in.
Yeah, just being in that place.
Yeah, there you go. And that's sports.
Okay.
Well, the thing I'll get out of your way.
No.
Yes.
Everything on the menu.
No. How else am I supposed to react? Dick. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. I got him. Christy.
Florida Department of Health investigation has found a Tampa gastroenterologist failed to hear his patient's screams because the doctor was not wearing his hearing aids.
Oh, gee.
So I
have a complaint about this.
I have a bunch.
Doesn't
of
he
them.
Not have a nurse or someone else in the theater with him?
Wouldn't the writhing and flailing?
Yeah, did he just look at this person? Boy, that person's yawning a lot.
I don't hear a scream, though. He must be okay.
Yeah.
According to the complaint, Dr. Ishwari Prasad was performing a colonoscopy when he began inserting the colonoscopy scope before the patient was fully sedated.
Oh, boy.
The report says the patient began yelling, but the doctor could not hear him due to his failure to wear his assistive hearing devices.
This is awful.
This answers my question. The surgical team also could not communicate with Dr. Prasad because he couldn't hear them either.
Good Lord!
Couldn't they tap him on the shoulder?
Yes, but by that time, the damage may have been done.
He's been placed on probation.
This patient's a pain in the ass.
At least.
That's the problem.
And it could have just been five seconds of him screaming in pain, before they actually got the doctor's attention. Which is an eternity if you're screaming about ass pain.
Yes.
Wouldn't, as a general rule, if you were that deaf, wouldn't you always wear your hearing devices?
I would think
what?
So.
I think they have a case here. If there was damage done.
Yeah.
I think they might.
Maybe the guy got tired of all those proctologist jokes.
I can't hear another one.
If I have one more, do you take your work at home with your doctor? Whatever.
Do you have a song, Pat? I don't know if you had a song.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Oh. Is that right?
If you have insurance, you're over 40, then it's time. Let them probe you deep while you sleep. And if they find some polyps, well, I hope that they're benign. The night before your ass is like a sieve. Oh, colonoscopy. It's such a scary word. They search for things inside of you. The doctors have concurred. They found a Hot Wheels car and a tube of lube.
Yeah!
Woo!
Inside of Chick McGee.
That's what they found. That's right.
That's funny. Did you hear that? I read somewhere that when Billy Joel wrote that song, Honesty,
mm-hmm.
that the drummer
He hadn't worked it out, and the drummer kept going, sodomy.
Yeah, that's the story, yeah.
Is that really true?
Liberty DeVito, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the story, yeah.
I wish I didn't know that.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, and I'm positive I've read that.
Yeah.
But anyway, a great song from Billy. We apologize for
doing
it. But thank you, Pat. That was really
thank
nice.
Thank you, yes. Well, thank
you. And I highly recommend, by the way, speaking to a medical professional and getting a colonoscopy if it is recommended for
it's
you.
It's not bad. I had one done a few years ago.
I had one done 6 months ago. Yeah.
Best nap you'll ever have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yeah. And this doctor... I just don't understand. Is it possible that the doctor wouldn't know immediately if the guy was screaming? And that
that's that, if you're that deaf, yeah.
And how do they? Gosh. I mean, this is a stupid question. How do they know when you're completely sedated? What's that based on? Because I know when I had mine, it was like, okay, I'm going to count backwards to 10. And I remember hearing the doctor distinctly go, 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's exactly the way it is. I told the doctor, I go, I'm going to fight this hard.
Yeah.
And he goes, please do. He goes, the more you fight, the quicker you go out. I go, I don't think that. It was amazing.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons, oder Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Unser Bestes.